This morning, we talk about something really interesting, something needed by our community. And we're joined on the line by Sister Naima Roberts, a Muslima writer, founding editor of Sisters and author of From My Sister's Lips. We welcome her onto the program this morning. She chats to us from Egypt. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I wish Ramadan Kareem to you and your family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you a blessed Ramadan, and we appreciate your time on Radio Islam. Jazakumullah khair for joining us this morning.
Jazakumullah khair and Ramadan Mubarak to you and all your listeners, inshallah.
We'd like to talk about this initiative that has been launched, a project by Continuum, and this is about supporting, assisting, healing, and providing guidance to those that have gone through the process of Idda. And there is a website that has been launched, myidda.com. What's this all about?
Well, it's actually, alhamdulillah, in the pre-launch phase. We're just doing a redesign. But myidda.com, that's my-idda.com, is a site for the support and inspiration of widows and divorcees. I started working on the project last year when I was in my Idda, when I lost my husband, Ayrhamu, and we wanted to put this out there really as a sadaqah jariyah, you know, and something that I found that I really lacked when I was in my Idda, which was a source of support and really fellowship with other people who were going through the same thing that I was going through. I found very little information about the Idda and even less guidance in terms of how to get through it, how to make the most of it, how to learn from it, and how to get the benefit from it. So we launched it last year with just articles about the Idda of widowhood. And alhamdulillah, we had I wrote for it, Asma Hussein, also another very famous sister, mashallah, who's benefited many sisters on Facebook with her observations about Idda and just having lost a husband. She's written a book now, mashallah, and other sisters also wrote for it too. And then alhamdulillah, a couple of months ago, we launched, or we got a new editor for the divorce section, because we had people coming to us and saying, your Idda for divorce is great, but the need by divorced women is even greater. And I knew this to be the case. So alhamdulillah, I found the perfect editor. Her name's Kayla Umdayo, and she'd been writing on divorce for a while. And she just came in, and mashallah, we started to receive article submissions. And so when you visit it, and you go onto myidda.com, you are asked whether you're a divorcee, a widow, or just visiting. And you can choose which section you actually want to visit. So if you go on the divorcee section, which is the new one, you'll find articles about women reflecting on their divorce, reflecting on their Idda, mainly of an empowering nature, from what they learnt from that Idda period, what they learnt from the divorce, mistakes that they made, things they wouldn't do again, you know, tips for your second marriage, things like that.
Yes, now, looking at the website, and there's a story of a sister who shares her own experience of how she went through the process of divorce, and she's put her name there in a background to her. So what's the norm in that regard? Do you ask the writers to share their personal details, or do they sometimes use pseudonames?
Anybody who writes for us has got the freedom to choose how they would like to be known. It could be anonymous, it could be a pseudonym, as you said, it could be a kunya, it could be their real name. We have an article on there about a sister saying how she still loves her ex-in-laws, which is a very, very nice article, actually, mashallah, because we don't really hear that story very often. But she just talks about, you know, what it's like sort of constructing that relationship with her in-laws, even though she's no longer with her ex-spouse. Still, obviously, her children are related and have the grandparents and the uncles and the aunties. So anybody who wants to write for us, and as you know, we're open for submissions, can choose how they wish to be identified. If they don't want to be identified, or if they do, it's completely up to them. We don't insist, by the way.
What happens to most sisters is they think it will never happen to me, whether it is the passing on of a spouse or the divorce itself. You also found yourself in a situation where you lost your husband very suddenly after an illness. Take us through your own experience.
Yes, of course. This is one of those things that, you know, you do think. And in fact, there's an article which starts with, you know, I never thought it would happen to me. And, you know, I thought that talaq was, you know, a taboo word. And I never expected to be the one receiving a talaq. You know, I thought that it would, you know, before she got married. So, of course, you know, I think widowhood more so, to be honest, Ajaz. I think certainly in my community, I didn't know anybody who had been widowed. Divorce is a bit more common. But again, still, there is the stigma. I think the stigma differs. We actually have an article about, you know, the different experience of a widow going through iddah and a divorcee going through iddah, and how the community often judges in the instances of divorce, judges the woman in instances of divorce, and how that stigma is a lot harder to come out of than that of a widow. So we discuss those types of issues as well, because I think as a community, we're in a space, we should be in a space where we are examining ourselves constantly. And it shouldn't be, I feel, that the same attitudes and the same problems and the same issues reoccur generation after generation after generation. We should become more enlightened, we should become more knowledgeable of the deen, we should become better communities. And so really my idda is an effort in that regard, just like Sisters Magazine was, is an effort for us to come to a better place with regards to how we treat divorce and death of a spouse.
You touch on the aspect of the stigma. What are some of the other problems that widows or divorcees face?
Well, of course, I mean, most people don't expect, you know, this to happen to them, and it can be a big blow to their self-esteem. And, I mean, divorce is one of those things that happens in so many different ways. So even to answer that question is very difficult. There could be emotional issues. There could have been domestic violence. It could be working with the children would be difficult. It could be issues with regards to family, community, financial problems, having to take over financial responsibilities for the first time. I mean, and aside from the stigma, as you said, and just not knowing anymore what the future holds in a way. When we're married, we settle into a state of complacency where we think, okay, that's it, we're settled, that's it now for the next 20, 30 years and until I die. So a divorce or a death of a spouse really is, in a way, a wake-up call to say, well, nothing is guaranteed. You know, you don't know what will happen in 5 years' time, and you can't assume anything about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned for you. So for many people, it's a wake-up call to say, okay, what am I doing with my life? You know, who am I? Am I the person that I want to be? The person that I need to be? Can I use this experience in a positive way somehow to actually work on myself and work on my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's a very, very common theme that runs through, especially the iddah-related articles, which is a time for healing, but also a time for reassessing your life and a time for getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again.
Now, this my iddah is part of what is termed the Continuum Project. Tell us more about that.
Well, for me, my iddah was the first thing that we did. We put it out there. But I felt that there were more ways in which that we could help divorcees and widows. And alhamdulillah, we had a very fun time choosing the name. We had a great brainstorm in the office, and then we put the brainstorm out onto Facebook and Instagram, and alhamdulillah, we got really, really great feedback from people. But we chose the name Continuum because life goes on. And very often as women in our communities, we feel that the death of a spouse or the loss of a spouse through divorce is the end of life. It's the end of life as we know it, and we really don't know what the future holds, and it can really put us into a very, very, very negative mind state. And our call is a reminder that life goes on. This is one of life's trials, and Allah tries everybody, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a myriad of different ways. And this is one of those trials, and you will get through it. Inshallah, we want to be able to provide more services, such as free counseling, such as free financial advice, free legal advice, even support packs to widows in certain countries, and eventually actually financial aid to widows, possibly in Africa, because that's where we're interested in working, Nigeria, Sudan, and South Africa. So, you know, this is the vision for the project Continuum, and the My Iddah site is, for me, a way to reach that many more people, because it's online and it's free, and everything that we do on the website will always be free, whether it's a webinar, whether it's an ebook, whether it's a training session, whether it's a call with a counselor. We want to provide that for free as a support to our sisters who are going through this trial. My dream for the site is for it to be translated into many languages, for our materials to be translated into many languages, and it's just a resource that's available. So if you have gone through a divorce, you're going through a divorce, if you've lost a spouse, or you know anyone who is going through that, please do refer them to my-idda.com. And I pray that they get benefit. It's in the beginning stages at the moment. It's not where we want it to be as yet. But inshallah, there is some benefit there for sisters. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to it being just a place that people know that they can go to get solace, to get comfort, to get information, and to get practical support to be able to move forward, inshallah, and to move on with their continuum.
At the outset of Ramadan, we had an interactive question with listeners where we asked them to recall their most memorable Ramadan. And many spoke about lost loved ones and the last Ramadan with that loved one or loved parent or, you know, family members. So what's your advice to those struggling with the loss of a loved one?
SubhanAllah, it's such a difficult question. Asma Hussein posted on her Instagram just yesterday. She showed a small picture of her daughter looking at a picture. She said that, you know, when the anniversary or the years of his death used to come round, it used to make her very depressed, used to make her very sad. And Ramadan is one of those times as well where you feel the loss of the person much more keenly. And it can put you in a negative frame of mind. It can put you into a depression and into a depressed state of mind. And my personal advice is always, always, always to maintain shukr, to maintain gratitude, because the fact that you're grieving someone means that you had someone to grieve, and that itself is a blessing. You had somebody that you loved, you know, be grateful for the years that you had them. Be grateful for the good times and celebrate those good times. Talk about them. Remind other people about them. You know, do artwork related to that. You know, do a collage, make a montage. You know, reenact it. For me, that's what makes sense to me, is that we will all lose at some point or other in our lives, whether it's a spouse, whether it's parents, whether it's other family members, even children. And may Allah protect all our children from that. Ameen. But we know that the reality of life is that we will lose people because people die. So our only response to that can be acceptance of Allah's decree and gratitude for what we had of those people. So I don't mean to sound glib about it, but if you are struggling with missing somebody this Ramadan, try your best to fuel those feelings into remembering the good times, making dua for that person, doing more good deeds, getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and asking Him, begging Him for the sakina, begging Him for the hikmah, begging Him for the acceptance, so that you can move through this pain and come to the enlightenment on the other side. Because this is the point of any trial, is for you to come out of it purified, you know, more patient, you know, closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ultimately a better Muslim, inshallah.
It's really been fascinating chatting to you, Sister Naima, and this project has been much needed by the Ummah. It has come at a time where there's been a great need for it, and we pray and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it from strength to strength, and that many sisters can benefit from it as much as possible from across the globe, inshallah.
I pray that to be the case, inshallah. And as I said, anybody who's coming from a widow's perspective or a divorcee's perspective that would like to share their wisdom or share their journey with us, they're more than welcome to write in to editor@my-idda.com. We welcome your submissions and we welcome you on the website, inshallah.
Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.